I have to say, it's hard to believe when it seems like every week we're reporting another mass shooting, many of them at schools, that this isn't an increasing trend, but that's what your data shows. I have to ask, though, your figures only go to 2012. Could there have been a spike in the last 2 years?
Sure, there could be, but there was a spike in the early 2000s. There was a spike in late 1990s. There was a spike around 2005, and usually spikes are followed by troughs. So we shouldn't jump to conclusions.
There was additional gun control in the 90s, and then some of that has expired since then. Yeah. Did that have any effect one way or the other on these shootings?
Well, no, actually not. I did measure the impact of the federal weapons ban, the assault weapons ban, that we had for a 10-year period of time beginning in 1994 on mass shootings, and the impact was negligible. Most mass murderers don't use assault weapons. They use semi-automatic handguns. That's the most common weapon, but not what would be declared an assault weapon and banned.
To stop these, what does society need to do?
Well, if you want to stop them, there's things we can do, but I don't think we will do them. I mean, are we going to eliminate private ownership of handguns? I doubt it. Are we going to round up and arrest everyone who looks a little bit bizarre or has or wears black clothing or has a scary Facebook page? I doubt it. You see, we treasure our personal freedoms in America. And unfortunately, occasional mass shootings, as horrific as they are, is one of the prices that we pay for the freedoms that we enjoy.